The heat has been unrelenting in many parts of the country this July, a perfect time for a cool, spicy bowl of gazpacho. This cold summer soup tastes best when you make it with freshly picked ingredients. So I walked a few blocks down the street from NPR to an unlikely urban oasis in the middle of a steamy courtyard. We're standing in the garden of the Post Brasserie here in Washington, D.C. with Chef Rob Wayland, and he's going to show us around.
How are you? Thanks for coming.
So tell me some of the things that we have here.
Sure. So our fig tree to the left. Right to the right, we have our heirloom tomato forest. Should be getting some yields probably in the next couple weeks. We actually have a little, some current tomatoes already, which we'll do in the gazpacho this afternoon.
How many varieties of tomatoes do you have here in this tomato forest, as you called it, I think?
it changes from year to year, but this year I think we have about 14 to 16 varieties.
Wow. Why has this kind of garden become so important to cooking now? It's, you know, fresh ingredients.
Yeah, certainly. It's traceability. I mean, it's understanding where your product's coming from. And it's also, there's so many young cooks out there that don't really understand where their food is coming from or what a tomato really looks like on the vine.
Have you always gardened, or is this a new experience for you?
I have done it quite a bit, and I'm from Manhattan, so I used to we used to grow a lot on the rooftops. So I have a little experience in this, urban gardening. But my grandfather really turned me on to this in southern Jersey, the tomato aspect.
Well, can we pick some things from this garden for the gazpacho, which we're going to make shortly?
Of course. Let's see what's ready to go. Got some egg yolk tomatoes right here. They're starting to really pop. Most people may have this thought that tomato leaves are poisonous. They're actually not poisonous at all. So we do garnish the soup with some tomato leaves. Take some African basil and some lime basil.
And now it's time to get out of the sun. Chef Wayland carries his picks down to a basement kitchen and starts feeding them into a blender. He's got some heirloom tomatoes from a local farmer's market to supplement the ones we just picked in the garden.
We have some Brandywine tomatoes here. What's wonderful about this is it's such a simple preparation. And the reason it's so simple is because it basically depends on having wonderful ingredients. And
cucumbers just went in.
Cucumbers just went in. Some diced red onions. Some sweet red bell peppers, some fresh thyme.
Okay, you've got it all in the mixer now?
Yeah. Yep. Just gonna pulse this just a bit, throw in some extra virgin olive oil. And a little fresh pepper.
Wayland pours the soup into a glass bowl over several small, colorful tomatoes and garden herbs. Then he adds what seems like an odd touch.
A little scoop of Dijon mustard ice cream.
Dijon mustard ice cream, wow. I don't think I've ever heard of Dijon mustard ice cream before.
It's not something you would necessarily say would work together, but it's remarkable how it really intensifies the flavor of the tomato.
All right, I'm going to take a taste now. Should I take
it? Yeah, sure. Yeah. Please. Yeah.
Okay. Now, should I just take it with the Dijon?
I would try to swirl it in there. I would recommend that. That's how it's meant to be.
You sort of swirl it around in there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Oh, that is so good. Oh my gosh. And it's so refreshing and cool. It's really delicious.
It's a wonderful thing about the summer. Everything sort of pops.
Chef Rob Wayland of the Post Brasserie, thank you so much. It's really been fun.
It was a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming.
You can find Chef Whalen's recipe for gazpacho and Dijon mustard ice cream and see pictures of his garden at npr.org.